and welcome back to the Life at Disney podcast. Here we pull back the curtain and give you a peek into working at the Walt Disney Company. I'm your host, LaJoy, and later on in this episode, you'll also be hearing from another one of our hosts, Stephen. In this very special episode, we'll be talking about Disney Aspire and speaking with a few participants who've been able to put their dreams within reach thanks to this program. For those who don't know, Disney Aspire is an educational investment program that provides hourly cast members and employees with resources they need to achieve their educational goals. It breaks down barriers to higher education, inspires career mobility, and helps the company's workforce prosper by offering 100% upfront tuition coverage for a network of schools and universities, along with added benefits like reimbursement for books and fees. Our first guest, Carrie, is a current full-time cast member at Disneyland Resort and a recent alumnus of Bellevue University, where he received his bachelor's degree in hospitality. Carrie is also currently working to get his master's degree with a focus in human resources. Welcome to the show, Carrie. We can't wait to hear more about your Disney Aspire journey.
Hello, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, it's a pleasure. It's all mine.
Well, I'm excited for everyone to hear your story. So with that, can you tell us a little bit about your Disney career and how you got started?
Let's see. 2009 was the beginning, and I had no plans on working here. I actually came here for a friend and had an interview, and I ended up applying. I got an interview right then and there. Went well. And they called me back in 3 months that I had a position open, temporary, and it was in food and beverage, and I hopped right on it. Didn't hesitate. As soon as I came into the Disney resort, the atmosphere was just different, a lot different, and I immersed. I immediately embraced it. My first role in food and beverage was a food service worker. So I would work the line at the Disneyland Resort at Rancho del Zocalo. There was a lot of cast members that have been there for a long time. And again, just they were really good at what they do. And I saw that and I immediately wanted to be as good as them. And again, reach my full potential. So I began just to mimic, you know, some of my leaders, again, pick their brain a little bit. And I got a promotion. I was offered a full-time position. And then 3 years after that, I applied for a lead position. And I got that as well. I moved out to the outdoor vending carts in Frontierland. I also became a lead out there and a lead at Rancho del Zocalo in the front of house. Since then, I have stepped into a new role, receiving. We come in really early. We deal a lot with the inventory, just making sure the operation has everything it needs to run, product and tools, equipment, all that's ordered. And that's my job, just to keep track of it and make sure the operation has what it needs to run. During that time, I had gone through some tough times. You know, life isn't perfect. It's not always going to go the way you want or the way you see it. Again, a lot of trials and tribulations, you know, will occur. And for me, I lost the lease status in 2016. It had to do to performance and attendance. And I took, again, full responsibility. It took me a little bit of time to accept that, but I was able to embrace it and, again, make a decision. You know, do I want to stay within the resort and make a career here, or do I want to find something else? And I decided to stay. You know, I love what I do now. It really doesn't feel like a 9-to-5 or a job. It really feels just, you know, this is just something I do. In 2018, I got my lead status back. And then in 2020 is when I got introduced to Aspire. You know, I didn't know where school was for me. I was on and off a lot, going to different community colleges, just trying to find the right direction, the correct route to take. And little did I know, it was right here in front of me. As soon as my guild coach called me and we had a conversation about how to get enrolled, it just took off from there. Next thing you know, I'm enrolled in courses. I specialize and I major in hospitality. So I was getting my bachelor's degree in hospitality management. It's been an incredible journey since then. You know, I don't regret any of the work I've done and all the things I've been through. It all led me here to where I am now. So really grateful for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being so vulnerable and sharing so many aspects to your story. I think a lot of people can relate to it, especially someone who's been with the company for as long as you have been with us for over 15 years now. And so yes, sharing, you know, the amazing things that happened in the beginning and then sometimes the challenges that we can all face along the way. But what I definitely heard is that you've been continuing to progress and develop throughout your career. And Disney Aspire obviously is a huge part of that. So speaking of Disney Aspire, which is our 100% tuition paid educational program for employees and cast members who are part-time and full-time to be able to take various degree programs. And you mentioned how that has been such an integral part of your journey. So would love to hear more about what school you attended and what classes you've taken to help further your career goals.
I attended Bellevue University. It's a university in Nebraska. You know, before my major was business administration, and I was looking in that route, but you know, hospitality just kind of spoke to me. Some of the courses that I had taken were anthropology to tourism. Another course that I had taken was managing the customer experience. It focused on, in my case, the guest experience, and you know, that's what it's truly about. Another course that I found interesting that I like to talk about was innovation and creativity and hospitality. I like to be creative. I like to take risks and just do different things. And then another course I've taken at Bellevue for hospitality management was financial skills for managers. I'm just going to continue just to work hard, because at the end of the day, that's all I have to give.
Absolutely. I love that. And it sounds like just through being a part of Disney Aspire, that it's continuing to inspire you in new ways to reach your growth and your potential in your career. So with that, how would you say that this program is helping to put your dreams within reach?
Dreams within reach, it reaches out. You know, it's said in the slogan, it calls to you, and you have a choice to answer it or not. And even if you're on the fence about it, you're not too sure, there's others that'll help you, that'll reach out as well. A lot came from my guild coach, and I talk to her every week, and she puts me on the right track. We organize everything I have to do for the week and for the future weeks. I again couldn't be more grateful. I'm you know, forever humble.
You know, from talking to different participants in the program, it seems to be like one of the sentiments that we continue to hear is how amazing those counselors are. So I'm so glad that you have had that support system.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, I couldn't be more grateful for it. I'm continued every week to call and check in and, you know, make sure I'm on the right track.
Are there any other like benefits or guidance that you feel like the Disney Aspire program offers you that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else?
Yes. You mentioned it in the beginning, the 100% tuition. It blows my mind. And I know that's not offered everywhere. So that was the first thing that just told me I don't have to pay for anything. All I have to do is do the work. Okay. Yes, where do I sign? It almost takes my breath away knowing I didn't have to, you know, pay 100% tuition. I didn't have to put in the hours to work and make more money and, you know, just budget a lot of, you know, schooling and supplies and, you know, everything else that comes along with school. Again, 100% tuition is more than I can ask for. Definitely more. I feel like I have a full scholarship and I'm still making money. And, you know, I'm happy. So I'm not going to steer away from this. Another thing I'd like to mention is the Aspire events. I've gone to a coffee and chat Aspire event, met with some of the graduates, the undergrads, the cast members that are just interested in Disney Aspire. It was great just to hear all their stories and, you know, the questions that that they have after they've gotten their degree. Just hearing all those stories, it, you know, really shows that, you know, Aspire is more than just getting cast members to earn degrees. You know, they're developing people, they're developing character, and getting people to reach their full potential. I think it's a big part of what Disney does, and you won't get that anywhere else. I recently went to a networking social as well, met again with a lot of cast members, just talking about the program, the schools we went to, the courses, where we currently are. And it was great. It was great.
And I love hearing about the amazing network that you have gotten out of this experience. I would love to also hear from you what it felt like when you graduated and you finally had that diploma in your hand. What did that mean to you?
Wow, that was actually a really big moment for me. Going back previous, right before I was going to finish my last course, I'm typing up my last paper. My hands, you know, they're shaking because throughout my life, I had been trying to get in school and finish. And I'm going to different community colleges, just trying to work it out, trying to pay, you know, the supplies and the tuition. And it was just hard. It was just hard. And knowing that I was going to finish after this assignment, oh man, it brought tears to my eyes. it truly did. And after I was done, I fell to the floor, and I thank God, because he's been with me every step of the way. And my support team, my family, my friends, you know, I again just couldn't be more grateful for that opportunity. During that time, I had also done an Aspire piece. I want to share with you what I had written right before, it was a blurb I had written for the piece. At the end, I put, "Present day, I am 6 months away from graduating with my bachelor's degree in hospitality and looking into graduate school. I've never been so confident in myself. I dreamed and thought about this day for a very long time, and to see the finish line ahead along with a degree brings tears of joy. I'm getting emotional just writing this blurb because I worked so hard and sacrificed so much. In the words of Walt Disney, you can design, dream, and create the happiest place on earth, but it takes people to make that dream a reality. That being said, thank you. Thank you for reaching out and believing in me. Thank you to my family, my friends, and to Disney. And most importantly, thanks be to God, to all that support me. These accomplishments wouldn't have been achievable without you. One word to describe my journey is perseverance. No matter the challenge, find a way. It's kind of fun doing the impossible."
I love that. Those are such beautiful remarks. And I love that quote. It's kind of fun to do the impossible. So now that you have graduated, is there anything that you feel like you've been able to accomplish in your career at Disneyland Resort since receiving your bachelor's degree?
Yeah. Well, just feeling just more confident in myself and where my career is going. The development within myself is it, you know, it's much more than just a degree and 100% tuition paid for and paid books and all of that. You know, it's a development of character and person. I'm looking to live my life and see, you know, the next version of Carrie. Again, that's going to come along with the challenges. I'm going to be tested. I'm going to want to give up. And it's happened many times. You know, I'm going to want to see that person, that next level, just to be able to continue that and just keep working at it. As you know, it's more than I can ever ask for.
And I know one thing that you mentioned is that you're also hoping to get your master's degree through Disney Aspire. So have you been able to make any steps towards that goal? And what are you looking at getting your master's in?
Yes, actually, I looked into a master's degree during my bachelor program. I wanted to get my master's in hospitality management. I feel like I can accomplish that. But again, I also wanted to test myself just to see, you know, what else is out there for me, what else I can learn. And HR really, really spoke to me. And I knew it was going to be a challenging program, but that wasn't going to stop me. I'm currently in HR strategic management, a master's program, learning a lot about laws, policies, rules that apply in the workplace. And again, globally as well, because Disney is an international company. So I stepped into it because I feel hospitality is just something that I do and I specialize in. And I wanted to take a look back behind scenes and see how the workplace actually works and how it all comes together.
I want to just say congratulations to you, first of all, on being enrolled in your master's program and being so far along. I actually work in HR as a tech recruiter. And so I do hope that at some point in the future, we get to see you as a part of Disney's overall HR organization as well. So I do wish you the best in that. And also would love to hear from you what suggestions you might have for someone who's interested in Disney Aspire. Obviously, you've been able to accomplish so much with it. So what would you say to a cast member or an employee that's thinking about doing Disney Aspire?
I would say to have a plan and to work the plan. There's been many times that I've stepped into things and not had a plan and it go okay. But once I've made a plan and it was well structured and then I worked the plan, it turned out pretty well. Another thing to add would be to keep in touch with your guild coach. You know, they're truly there to help you. They want you to succeed. They're another ear to listen and to give you advice. And I wouldn't be in this position if I didn't have my guild coach by my side. I wouldn't be in a master's program or possibly even thinking about finishing school. Just know that the dream's within reach, you know, even if they're baby steps, it's a step forward and you're one step closer. So just keep taking those steps.
Excellent advice. I think anyone can just relate to what you shared, whether it's Disney Aspire or even in your Disney career. Thank you so much for just sharing so openly about your Disney career and your Disney Aspire story. I know that someone listening is going to be inspired to also take that next step in their career. So, Carrie, we just thank you so much for being a part of the Life at Disney podcast. And again, we just wish you all the best as you continue to progress in your master's program and beyond. As Buzz Lightyear would say, to infinity and beyond.
Yes, it was, again, an honor being on this podcast. So again, thank you for reaching out and just giving me the opportunity to talk about Disney and my journey and the Aspire program. It's been a real blessing.
Our next guest, Karen, is an alumna of Southern New Hampshire University and a current vacation advisor with the Walt Disney World Resort. Karen furthered her education by getting a master's degree in English and creative writing, and she hopes to use her degree to take the next steps in her career towards a communications role. Thanks for being here today, Karen.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right into our conversation. Can you tell us a little bit about your Disney career and how you got started with the company?
All righty. I started at the Polynesian Resort right here in Orlando, and I was a concierge, and then I went to the character department, where I became very good friends with some villains you may know, and then I went to Disney Central. Disney Central was really good for me because it allowed me to use another side of my brain, so to speak, and then I went on to Disney Vacation Club, where I am today.
I know that you've been with Disney for 13 years, and you've had some, it sounds like, really incredible, unique experiences. What would you say has kept you here for all this time?
That's part of it right there. There's just so many things that you can do. And to be full-time with Disney has so many benefits just in itself and just in the employment, the place, all of it. It's a wonderful company. And there are so many different things that you can do. And there's so many different levels. And I've been very blessed there.
Speaking of one of the blessings, let's jump into talking a little bit about our Disney Aspire program, which is one of the benefits that we offer to our part-time and full-time hourly cast members. Would love to hear your Disney Aspire story and what inspired you to further your education.
Earning my master's degree has been my goal since I completed my undergraduate, and it's just been so cost prohibitive. And the Disney Aspire program pays for everything. And I mean, books, tuition, everything. And I was not prepared for how amazing it would be. And when I saw that Southern New Hampshire University was offering a master's degree in English creative writing, I pounced, because my minor in my undergrad was literature. So I was just really excited to go into something that I knew I could do. And the Aspire program made it so easy. We had incredible counselors. They were very clear on the things that I needed to do on my side, like get my transcripts in and just making sure that I had a computer that would work with their online program. And before I knew it, I was in my first class and turning in my first paper. It was just super, super fast. Once I got the ball rolling, and that's what it takes. You just got to do it. You can't say, oh, I'll do that later. No, do it right now. It's just helped me make a dream come true.
When you went to pursue your master's, what did you have in mind, like from a career perspective, that you want to accomplish?
My undergraduate degree was in theater with a minor in lit, as I said. And so anything having to do with standing up and presenting material, I'm all over it. That's what I specialize in. I'm very, very comfortable with public speaking and everything. I wanted to have more background in communications, you know, computer communications, everything. And I could then take that education and apply it to the communications teams that we have at Walt Disney World, as you yourself understand. You're very familiar with that yourself. So, I mean, that's what I wanted to pursue.
And can you tell us about maybe some of those classes that you took when you were pursuing your master's?
A lot of creative writing. I took several courses in literary theory, courses in writing screenplays, writing history papers, the study of literature, a lot of writing a novel, setting up short stories, learning how to format all of those things and present it. And then if I wanted to go on and get published, they showed us how to do that as well. So, and that's, I'm in the process of working on that.
And how would you say Disney Aspire has enabled you to put your dreams within reach?
That is a really, really good question. And I'm going to go into that a little bit deeper and let you know that when I was, I had taken one class. I started in January of 2020. Now, 2020 should ring all kinds of bells, because that's when COVID happened. January of 2020, I started my first class. I was all excited, got my first A, which I decided to make a habit of. I really like those A's, so I kept them coming. Got through my first class, and I was into the first week of my second class, and I got a cancer diagnosis, which was terrifying. And I was so upset. The first thing when my surgeon told me, look, this is what's going on, and you're going to have the surgery, and you're going to have chemotherapy and all of these things. I said, I just started my master's degree. And she said, well, why would you want to stop now? Go get it. There's no reason why you can't continue and get that degree. So I'm like, okay, fine. As soon as I get out of the hospital and, I called Disney Aspire, and I called Southern New Hampshire University, and I said, okay, this is my situation. What do? I can't drop out, but I was going to have to miss a term because I had to recover and because I had major surgery. And they were amazing. They let me take that. They took one course, one term off, come right back in and start again with bells on and go, go, go. And I owe them everything for that. I cannot I could get emotional. It meant so much to me that they were like, okay, keep going. And it was like, it was possible. The magic was going to happen. This was going to happen. I was going to get my master's degree. Finally, my goal, my whole life, get that master's degree, go. And I did it. And I came back in, I started taking my classes again, and I graduated with a 395. Not too shabby.
Well, first, I just have to say your story is so inspirational and so beautiful. And so thank you for sharing, you know, something that is so personal. What would you say to someone who, you know, maybe, you know, it might not be a cancer diagnosis, but something else that they feel like maybe is preventing them from taking that next step? Obviously, you wouldn't even let cancer stop you from pursuing your dreams, which is incredible. And I just love hearing about the, you know, support system that you had around you. But what would you say to someone who, you know, maybe there is something that they feel is keeping them from taking that next step? What kind of encouragement would you give to them?
Ask questions. There are no stupid questions. Ask any question. Call Aspire. Find out, is this something that I can do? Look it up and see the courses, the universities that take part. Find what you're good at and just go get it. Just do it. There's no reason. There's no reason why not to. Jump in, do it. You will be so glad that you did. It's just a matter of saying, yes, I'm going to do this, because Aspire makes it super easy. They give you a list of exactly what you need to do. You go and you do those things. Next thing you know, you're sitting in class. It's that easy.
So Karen, on your journey, can you share more information about some of the advisors and how they helped you when you were trying to pursue your master's?
Certainly. From the first phone call to the Aspire program, I had just incredible leadership. I knew exactly what I needed to do, who I needed to call, what I needed to mail, where it needed to go, all of the details. And if you've ever registered for college, you know it's a ton of information. Things have to be sent, delivered. You know, there's deadlines you have to be aware of. You know, with an online system, they explained to me the kind of system that I would need, the kind of printer I would need, how to get into the library system, the admissions department, how to reach out for tech support. All of that was explained to me before I ever even got to SNA2, Southern New Hampshire University. When I got sick, my first call was, you know, what am I going to do? I might have to drop out. And that was incredibly painful. And they were like, all you have to do is send us the doctor's information and we'll be able to pick up next term. They reached out to the university on my behalf and made sure that everything was smooth. And all I had to do was drop the class that I was in and then I would pick up the next semester. I didn't have to think about a thing. Given the fact that I was under incredible pressure and stress, it was really a relief to know that I didn't have to worry about that. You know, I'm sitting in a hospital bed and there are these incredible advisors and workers behind the scenes taking care of all these things. I didn't have to worry about it. All I had to do was get back, get healthy, and start making good grades. That was my job, get better and make good grades.
So an incredible support system provided for you through advisors. Love to hear that. And what would you say for you, like, what was maybe one of your most impactful classes or maybe favorite classes that you took as you were, you know, on this journey, but also battling your health diagnosis?
I had this, a professor, and it was funny because I mentioned this course earlier, literature analysis. And this professor was very tough, very, very tough. And I was always nervous every time I would turn a paper around. I'm like, oh, you know, it was really humbling and scary, but I did it. And this is just one more thing that gave me all this confidence. And that I wrote that professor a letter at the end of that class. And I'm like, thank you for giving me such a hard time because I learned and I overcame. And he sent me an email back and he said, I have that letter on my wall. And thank you, you know, for all the hard work that you did. And, you know, you inspire me to, you know, remember that I can be a little tougher. And that's what makes good students. And so I was very blessed in that class, and it was difficult, but it didn't let it stop me.
Again, it's just such an amazing story, and I love even hearing how you were able to have that impact on your professor, and I'm sure you probably inspired like so many of them on your journey along the way.
My husband was amazing. My husband and my daughter Katie were incredibly supportive, and we just decided this is an online program. They could have sent me my degree, but we went up to New Hampshire. We just got on a plane and went up to New Hampshire, and I walked, and they knew me. They expected me. They were talking to me as well because of everything that had happened. And I have to tell you, walking up to that podium and taking that degree was a lifetime goal. And I didn't think it was, there were times I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to be alive. I didn't know, you know, what was going to, I was so terrified. And then to finally just get up there, take that degree and smile, and like, here it is, you know, there really aren't any words to describe it. I was extremely proud of myself, and I was beyond grateful to Aspire, to Southern New Hampshire University, to Disney, to my family for staying with me and supporting me through all that, because it was worth it. The tassel was worth the hassle.
Absolutely. And that was definitely a worthwhile trip to take, to be able to walk across that stage. So, so excited for you. And would love to hear, what's next, Karen?
Well, I'm doing a lot of applications, working on my resume, updating everything, getting them sent in, trying to set up interviews. Like I said, working on more short stories. We're finishing a novel, wanting to submit some of my stuff to our theater programs here. I'm open for anything. I just want to keep going and keep learning and getting better. Like I said, I'd like to go into communications, like to go into management. Disney's so huge. There's no telling where I'm going to end up, but I know it's going to be amazing.
Well, Karen, thank you for sharing your inspirational story with us, all your inspirational Disney Aspire story with us. And we just wish you all the best on the next steps in your career journey.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here. And thank you for asking me to be part of this. If it inspires anyone to take part of Aspire, it's all worth it. And thank you very, very much for your time and for seeing me today.
A huge thank you to both Carrie and Karen for taking the time to speak with me and share their Disney Aspire stories. I'm now going to pass it over to our host, Stephen, who's going to talk with two more Disney Aspire graduates, Dylan and Eric.
Hello there, and welcome back to Life at Disney Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen. I've been working for Disney for more than 25 years, and there are many amazing things about working at this company. One of the most amazing programs is called Disney Aspire. Dylan, who is a front desk services manager, the 2024-2025 Aulani Ambassador, and a Disney Aspire advocate, is just one of the many cast members who have utilized this program to put her dreams within reach. Aloha, Dylan. We are excited to have you here with us today and learn more about your Disney journey and your experience with Disney Aspire.
Aloha, Stephen. Thank you for having me. Super excited to speak with you today.
You've been with Disney now for about 6 years, but I want to go back before that. And I want to talk about somebody who's important to you, and that's your grandmother. Because I know that she plays an important part in your life and encouraged your love of Disney. Can you tell me a little bit about that and kind of like how did that love of Disney come about through her?
Oh, what a great question. Well, my grandma lives actually right across the street from my house. I still live in the house where I grew up. But kind of my love for Disney really started at her house when I would be sick from school and I'd be watching A Day at Disneyland on a VHS cassette tape. I always thought it was super magical, but I don't think I ever thought that becoming a cast member would be a possibility, because I also don't see myself leaving Hawaii. So Aulani is kind of the best of both worlds. And I think that that's really what got it started as far as for my love for Disney very early on.
What was your first role? At Aulani.
My first role, I started out as a front desk agent. So I still am with the front office, but I began my journey as a front desk agent just a little over 6 years ago.
So you were in front desk, and then you did other things beyond that. So that led you to the leadership role that you're in now. What were some of those roles?
Yes. After front desk, we have, of course, the back office support team that kind of does all of the magic making behind the scenes, right? You have things like room assignment. You have things like groups coordinators who assist with any big conventions or room assigning for larger groups coming to the resort, as well as our back office or front desk leads, the supervisor roles. So I started out as a group's assistant, but to get that role, you still have to go through room assigner because that's kind of the foundation of everything within the back office support. And after completing that, I was group's coordinator, assisted for maybe a few months, then became a lead. And for a lead role, I was maybe a front desk lead for a couple months, and then I got the call and I became a front office guest service manager. So I did kind of have a very light speed trajectory once I got into the back office. But I mean, I think it just means so much when the company believes in you and sees maybe a potential that you didn't see for yourself. And for Disney to be the first place that I ever became like a leader and a manager, it just, I think, breeds so much loyalty that why I, you know, even more so have this deep love for Disney.
And it's interesting because you're also in an interesting balancing act here, because not only are you working from a front desk operations perspective, but you also have the honor and the privilege of serving as a Lani ambassador, you know? And so for those that aren't familiar with what the ambassador program is, can you share a little bit more insight about that?
Well, the ambassador program, Stephen, as you well know, it's something that ties back to actually Disneyland. Back in 1965, Julie Ream Castelletto was selected. She was selected by Walt Disney and other people at Disneyland because the guy was so busy, right? Disneyland was booming, expanding. Of course, they had their eyes set on bigger projects, things maybe, you know, in Florida. But he's really busy and couldn't make all of his engagements. So Julie Ream Castelletto had the opportunity to kind of be that goodwill emissary and that representative of Walt in his stead, to go out into the community and to just speak about Disney, about the cast members. And I think it's definitely evolved since then, from just the, you know, one person selected at Disneyland now to 13 global ambassadors around the world. But yeah, it's such a pleasure to be able and have this honor of being selected as the Aulani ambassador. We don't have a theme park over here, but to have this opportunity and privilege to be still represented on a stage with the theme parks from across the world is something that I definitely don't take for granted. And it's just such an honor again.
And let's talk about education, because it's something cool that you got a chance to do. And it's something that I still am. I wish I had it when I started out at Disney many years ago. It's the Disney Aspire program. We mentioned earlier, and Disney literally pays for your education.
100%.
So you had an undergrad.
I did have an undergrad degree. That was from, I went to a school in Tokyo in Japan for my undergrad. But I think, you know, I always aspired to be in leadership one day and to have a management role. But it's really hard because they're either asking for experience, which how can I have the experience if you won't let me move forward, or education. And, you know, that wasn't really in the cards after I had already received my bachelor's degree, my undergrad, right? So when Disney Aspire was announced in 2018, I just thought, gosh, this seems like too good to be true, right? That they're going to pay for our education up front and, you know, no questions asked, doesn't have to be tied to anything with my role that I'm doing right now, that I jumped on it. And so I ended up pursuing my master's in management because, again, I wanted to be a manager. So, you know, not too far there. And yeah, the rest is history. I did move forward in my role as a front office guest service manager before completion. But the great thing is that even if you transition from an hourly to a salaried role, that's not a benefit that they take away from you. So during COVID, when everything was closed down, I knocked out the rest of my credits and I was able to complete my master's degree during lockdown. So even better.
That is great. I know that there's been thousands of cast members taking advantage of it over the years. And again, I wish I could have, you know, back then. And it was interesting to me is that it's not just like you got a master's degree, which you had an undergraduate degree and so forth, but somebody wanted to go in to get an associate's degree. They want to get a bachelor's degree. They want to get, you know, high school completion. If they want to do a learning certificate, I mean, it's literally kind of anything, right? It's like, you know, within obviously a certain network of schools and various things like that. But the whole point of it's a spirit of learning, right? Like you can do that yourself as going into the Disney Aspire program?
Yeah, I mean, you said it, right? High school, if you just need to complete that, there's certifications, if especially our engineering department, very, very popular to just get those different certifications, bachelor's degree, master's degree, and you can earn both a bachelor's and master's so long as it's in that order. Once you earn your master's degree, your eligibility ends for Disney Aspire. But that's why if you're strategic about it, you have such great benefits right at your fingertips. And I always tell people that it's kind of that pull-up bar that can get you wherever you want to go. It takes you to put in some effort, but as far as for financially, Disney really makes it as easy as possible. There's no reason not to.
Like what suggestions do you have for someone that is going, like looking into it?
There's student success advisors through Guild, that's who we partner with, that you're actually assigned with once you enroll, to kind of be that cheerleader, to keep you on course, to say, hey, registration's coming up, because they know that we're, you know, working adults, and sometimes just that little bit extra of, oh yes, that reminder to make sure that we get those things completed. It's very, very helpful. It's mostly online, but for cast members lucky that live in Florida and even in California, there is some hybrid learning opportunities where if people prefer and find it more effective to learn in person, that they have those opportunities also available. While not yet here in Hawaii, that is something that we're also advocating for.
It's probably a difficult one. Here we go. If you could summarize your Disney experience in just one word, what would that word be?
I would say, I don't know, unexpected, because unexpected in the sense that, you know, I had this idea that I was going to be a front desk agent. Maybe I would be, you know, a supervisor, but who knows, right? I had that hospitality experience, but truly there's endless possibilities at Disney. I don't think I ever saw in the cards for me that, you know, an ambassador, what's that, right? But there's just so much here for you, whether that's, you know, at your site that you currently work or within the company. I mean, it's truly the sky's the limit. And so, you know, to be brave, to do things that scare you, to get out there, to talk to people, to just share with them what you're interested in. I mean, you can go anywhere.
Is there a spot in Aulani that you just love, that you're like, this is the place that I find peace, I find joy? Is there some place like that?
Definitely. It's the Maka'ala. It's our lobby. And Maka'ala literally means eyes wide open. And I think that that's the kind of mentality that you have to take when you come to Aulani and you go anywhere, right? There's so much beauty. There's so much deeper meaning, stories all around us, but you have to have your eyes wide open to be able to experience it and take it all in.
Well, my eyes have been wide open today with our conversation, and I do really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
Now let's talk to another Disney Aspire advocate named Eric. He is a cast operations program manager, and he's devoted his career to sharing the love for Disney that started when he was just a few months old, as well as being a resource for employees navigating their Disney journey. And they're looking for that next step, like Disney Aspire. Eric, I'm so glad to have you here today.
Same. Thank you for that. Was a sensational introduction, Stephen. So I couldn't have done it better. So thank you. Yes, I'm happy to be here.
I want to get to know you. I mean, again, you've been with Disney for a little while now. And but your experience with Disney probably goes further back than being a cast member here. What is your earliest Disney memory?
So my grandfather lived in Ocala, which is about an hour away from here. And so when I was born, he started a tradition of us going to Disney every time we would come down. And so it kind of became my home away from home. So it was kind of like a no-brainer when I went to college and like where I was going. Everyone knew that like Disney was the top goal, because it was always where we kind of felt at home as a family. So yeah.
About your Disney journey, you started on the college program. How did that come about?
Yeah. So I knew that I was wanting to work for Disney, but I was at Penn State at the time. And so I was hearing all these things about internships and that we should get internships and start building up our resume. And so I just decided to Google Disney internship, and the Disney college program just popped up. I applied, and the rest is history. I actually started over at the Boardwalk and custodial. And it was probably one of the best roles that I've ever had. There's so many things happening at the boardwalk. So I was able to kind of roam around and see a lot of things and get my steps in. But yeah, so it was definitely a good time.
Here you are now on Disney Cruise Line, and you're a cast operations program manager. Sounds like a fancy thing. What exactly does that mean for those that may not be sure what a cast operations program manager is?
Yeah, so my job is a lot of fun. So I am in charge of a team of two, and they are we're. The way that I like to explain it is that we are in charge of the fun things within Disney Cruise Line internally for our cast and crew. So we work on different programs such as a familiarization cruise for our shoreside cast. And then we also work on different programs that are available for our shipboard crew as well. The other thing that we work on is special projects. So special projects can include a wide range of different things, such as new builds. So the Disney Treasure is coming up soon. So we're already looking towards the future. Yeah. And then doing things along dry docks. So that's when we go and we refurbish our ships and make them nice and pretty and shiny again, and add different things if we need to for our guests. Seeing how dedicated our cast are really drives me to do what I do. And so that including working for like Disney Aspire, which helps our cast gain their educational goals or reach their educational goals. Me becoming a leader, helping my cast reach their either their personal or their career goals, and helping share my network with them. So I think it's really the cast that drive me to continue moving forward within Disney, because our cast are in the people within our company. You can't find that anywhere else.
So you've mentioned Disney Aspire a couple of times. You mentioned the top of the show here. So how did you get started with this? I mean, you had a degree from Penn State University, right? In marketing and so forth. What was that spark that said, maybe I should take advantage of this? Maybe I should try this and see what it means.
Yeah. So I actually found out about Disney Aspire during my time as a traditions facilitator. So we had like a meeting where the leadership came in and was like, we're opening like Disney Aspire. And they were explaining it. And I was like, this sounds too good to be true. Like I would love to get my master's, but ending up with more student loans, I don't know if that's the route that I necessarily want to go down. When they explained it and talked about it, it was something that I was like, this is something that I can't pass up on. Because unlike a reimbursement program, Disney Aspire is an education investment program. So not only are they willing to pay for you to go and get your degree with any programs that are within network, but you also don't owe the company anything if you decide to leave after. And they're working towards building things that will help you grow your career. So I use this analogy all the time when I'm talking to people. I'm like, there's when you get out of school and you go to get your first job, it's harder to get to like what you went to school for. So like I went for marketing and then I ended up in custodial. And so those two don't necessarily correlate. But Disney Aspire is bridging the gap between education and career pathing and working towards making sure that we're trying to develop our cast so that they're able to reach those goals. Because like we said, there's a wide range of different opportunities within the company. So the possibilities are endless. And so if we're building our talent within the company, we might as well move them to where they would like to be and put them in the correct spot to shine. So
they call you a Disney Aspire advocate, right? Is that the term and so forth? So, I mean, you believe in this because you've experienced it. You got to why did you choose the degree you did in terms of your master's degree?
Yeah. So my mom always hates that I tell this story, but so she is an engineer. And so when I went to school initially, I got my degree in marketing. I started off as a computer science because she was like, you got to get your engineering degree. And I was like, I don't know if I want to sit in front of a computer all day and type. So I changed it over to marketing, and she was like, oh, okay. So I was like, all right, so now that Disney's going to pay for it, I'll go get my technical degree. And so I got my information communication technology with a focus in project management. So then she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So, you know, not only do you get your degree, you made mom happy and so forth, but what was it about the Disney Inspired Parent? Like, what if someone's going into this, what would you tell them that they should consider about looking into Disney Inspired, want to take advantage of this, you know, following that higher education or getting the degree or whatever it might be? It doesn't have to be a master's degree. It could be something else, right? You know, that. So what would you tell them?
I would say you never ever want to stop learning, right? And you never do, whether you're interacting with it an academic standpoint, you're always learning something. So this is an opportunity that will allow you to, whether you want to advance your career and you go towards something that interests you, but you never had that opportunity before, or you want to advance yourself personally, whether it be learning another language, and you can do that as well, or getting a certificate. So there's all different types of avenues. And so people normally just think of it as just like education, like I'm going because I want to get to be degree, but it doesn't have to necessarily do with your career. It can be also personal, something personal that you want to pursue, or a hobby that you've always been thinking about, or something along those lines. So
I think the enrichment, right? You know, that here you are, you're in a career, you're doing stuff, but you're like, hey, I want to, you know, like I want to try something different. I've always been thinking about this, right? And I just never had financial means to do it, right? Or just finding that the resources, time, or whatever it might be, and the support. And I think not only do you have the financial resource, but I think you have the support too. You said 3-year program. So I imagine that like your leaders knew, right? People knew that you were going through this program, right? You know, doing this, getting your master's degree. And it wasn't like, oh, well, that's nice, but you know, good luck on that. I feel like that's a network of support that I think that comes behind that as well.
This program is set up for working individuals. And so we understand that you have to hold a full-time or part-time position within Disney. And so your leaders are there to kind of be your cheerleaders. But not only that, when you first sign up for Disney Inspire, you're set up with a guild coach, and they are there to kind of help and assist you in helping you pick finding the right program, because they know the programs inside and out. Once you're in a school or in a program, you also have your advisor. So you have a plethora of a support system, including your family and friends or your fellow cast members that will then cheer you on as well. So it's different from just going to school normally. Disney Inspire and Disney has done a great job in taking a lot of those barriers when it comes to education away. So
what has surprised you the most about working at Disney? I mean, you know, you said you're looking for Disney internships, want to get that experience, but here you are now, a career, right? You've made a career into this. You've had a lot of different experiences within it, but what has surprised you the most?
So everyone talks about the Disney culture and the Disney atmosphere. But like we've been talking about, the thing that really surprised me the most is that all of that, as fluffy and nice as that sounds, from someone on the outside looking in, it's an actual thing. And there's multiple points in my career that I can point to and say like, that's why I work here. This is why I work here. And so being able to see those things and see the impact that we have and that I have, on whether it be a cast or a guest life, is the thing that really surprised me, because I thought I was just, you know, working in custodial. But at the end of the day, we're really changing people's lives and making happiness, not only for our guests, but our guests are making it for us when we're doing things like that. If you focus on the individuals and you empower your people, then they will in turn do great things. I always lead with the mantra, you want to lift as you climb. And so whether I'm getting something or if I have a connection, I'm always willing to share it with someone else. And so you always want to provide that to your cast and your crew, just because you never know who you're interacting with, and you want them to pass that along as well. So
helping others succeed, right? I mean, you're helping others, you know, because at the end of the day, it goes back to like Disney Aspire, where, hey, we're going to invest in this and you can go and do other stuff and such. But that philosophy of leadership, that's a great lesson. Your story is a very interesting one. How, again, going from this, you know, starting because college program, professional internship, and now you're doing something that's really making a lot of people happy. I've really enjoyed speaking with you today. I really just thank you for taking time to share your story about your journey.
Thank you, Stephen. It's always a pleasure. And I look forward to talking in our paths crossing, hopefully within the next couple of years, maybe. Who knows?
I hope so too. Now for Life at Disney, I'm Stephen Miller. Keep dreaming and keep doing. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to learn more about how to make Disney a part of your story, follow us at Disney Careers on all social platforms or visit DisneyCareers.com. This episode was brought to you by Ali Fisher, Jaron Kaufman, and John Hughes. Editing by Alexis Gonzalez Flores. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. Design and graphics by Wei-Lin Zhang. Special thank you to the Disney Aspire teams.